From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A showdown is expected at the White House this morning when the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan meets President Obama to talk about what Mr. Obama is calling poor judgment on the part of General Stanley McChrystal and some members of his staff. They're quoted in a Rolling Stone magazine article disparaging the president, the vice president, and top diplomats. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are the big issues today?
The biggest, of course, is whether the president will decide to fire McChrystal, and some readings of the military code would make McChrystal's comments and actions a firing offense. The White House says Mr. Obama will not make a decision until after he's spoken with McChrystal, but behind all of this is the story of the conduct of the war. Eric Bates is the executive editor of Rolling Stone magazine, where the article appears. He says that the most important thing the article reveals is deep disagreement over how the Afghanistan operation is being handled.
What this reflects is that we do not have, the administration does not have, a unified approach to the war. There's a war within the administration over the war. There has been from the get-go. And what these comments really underscore is that the diplomatic, political, and military sides aren't acting in concert.
So, Paul, how much concern is there about the effect of firing McChrystal if that's what happens today?
There's a fair amount because the U.S. is starting a big campaign to stabilize the city of Kandahar, and that's a Taliban stronghold. The president wants troops to start coming out of Afghanistan next summer, so that's a short deadline, and many people see McChrystal as central to the success of the campaign. Here's Dan Gouray of the libertarian think tank, the Lexington Institute.
He is the war in Afghanistan. It is his strategy, his surge, his organization, his command structure.
Gouray was speaking there with NBC. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants the focus to stay on winning the war. And Afghanistan's president is backing McChrystal. So, Craig, the situation is pretty uncomfortable for everyone right now.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he's going to order a new deepwater drilling moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico, one that will address the points made by a federal judge in striking down the administration's first moratorium. The judge said there was no basis for concluding that other rigs in the Gulf pose an imminent danger. That's a stand echoed by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
That six-month moratorium was not necessary to improve safety in the Gulf. Listen to the same experts they selected that said there were other steps the federal government could be taking right now to enhance safety in the Gulf.
Jindal is urging the White House not to appeal the judge's ruling, but the administration says it will be appealing. Countries trying to reach a compromise on commercial whaling have reached a deadlock. The deal being considered would have put whaling by Japan, Iceland, and Norway under international supervision. The U.S. had been pushing for that compromise. This is NPR News from Washington. No increase in interest rates is expected as the Federal Reserve's Policymaking Open Market Committee wraps up its meetings in Washington today. Banking and Fed policy expert Bert Ely says he expects no upward pressure on rates for months.
We still have lots of negative forces in the economy that I think will tilt the FOMC towards holding short-term rates where they are for at least the rest of this year.
Among those negative forces, Ely says, are the nation's lingering high unemployment rate and concerns about government debt in Europe. Work has been stopped at some key Toyota and Honda factories in China because of a strike at Japanese-owned auto parts factories there. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports this is the latest in a series of job actions that have forced car makers to give raises to employees in China.
Workers have been striking for higher wages at a factory owned by the Japanese company Denso, which makes fuel injectors for car engines. Most of the migrant workers there are paid less than $200 a month. China's biggest government trade union issued a report yesterday that says that industrial action now threatens China's political stability and economic growth. The report attributes the unrest to a younger, more vocal generation of migrant laborers. It says they're more willing than their parents' generation to fight for their rights and less afraid of retribution. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Little Richard's classic song is among 25 recordings the Library of Congress is preserving for their cultural significance. The selections for the National Recording Registry are being announced today. They range from Tupac Shakur's Dear Mama to Bill Cosby's second comedy album. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.